This is basically an overview of Halachot of Chol HaMoed. Both in terms of the rules and also the applications. Chol HaMoed, the Gemara says that on the one hand, it's Chol, meaning compared to Yom Tov, it is Chol, but in compared to Chol, it's Moed. So it is not, people think that Chol HaMoed is a day that is, you know, it's Chol, you could do whatever you want. It's not so. Chol HaMoed has a lot of restrictions because it still has Kedusha, it's called Mikra Kodesh. A person is supposed to wear big day Shabbat on Chol HaMoed, because we bring down the Maharil, put on big day Shabbat or big day Yom Tov to give it the Chashivut that it deserves. It's also brought down that a person should be Mechabed Chol HaMoed with food and drink and wearing nice clothing. So you have good food, good drink, nice clothing. So Chol HaMoed is a chashuva situation. Now, there are certain melachot that Chachamim made asur on Chol HaMoed. Now, the way Poskim bring out is, it's a big machloket whether the melachot of Chol HaMoed is asur midoraita or midorabanan. But at least the way they say it is, there are certain melachot that Chachamim determined to be asur, and once Chachamim determined them to be asur, they would fall in the category of Isur Deoraita. Meaning, the Torah gave over to Chachamim the ability to decide what should be Mutar, what should be asur. In other words, the Torah says that I want Chol HaMoed to be kept special. You determine what things could be done, what cannot be done to keep it special. This is where, the way the Rif says, that Chachamim, the Torah gave power to Chachamim to determine what should be asur midoraita or would be mutar. So Chachamim gave a number of guidelines. And based on these guidelines, you can have the applications. I'm going to go through different guidelines, okay? From easier ones to more difficult ones. Anything that is sorech ochel nefesh, things that a person needs to eat on Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov, he can do. So the same way on Yom Tov you could cook and can't do everything. You cannot, for example, harvest on Yom Tov. You can't pick fruit from the tree to eat on Yom Tov. You could cook, but you can't pick fruit from the tree on Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed you're allowed to pick fruits from the tree to eat. So any melacha of ochel nefesh, melacha of food, is mutar to do on Chol HaMoed. Direct, we're talking about melacha of food that you're going to eat on Chol HaMoed. So you can go apple picking as an Chol HaMoed activity, or peach picking, as long as those apples or peaches that you're picking, the purpose is to eat them on Chol HaMoed. You're not going to go apple picking and pick 15 pounds of apples that you're going to make applesauce out of them after Yom Tov, because that's what after Yom Tov. But you're allowed to do melachot of food. So anything that is food related to eat on Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov, one is allowed to do. That is, even if you plan it to do it that way. In other words, let's say there's some kind of food that you could have made before Yom Tov, but then you decided, no, on Chol HaMoed I have enough time, I'm going to make it then. The food that you're going to eat on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do that. Because fresh food tastes better. So even if you plan it to do it on Chol HaMoed, it is mutar. That is all the tzorche ochel nefesh, things that a person, it's for the person's food. The non-ochel nefesh needs, things that are not ochel nefesh, but there are needs for Yom Tov. For example, you want to hem your pants to wear it on Yom Tov, because you just bought a new suit, didn't get a chance to hem it beforehand, now you want to hem it to do on Yom Tov. So, things that are sorech moed, it is mutar with two conditions. Two conditions. Condition number one, it should not be melechet uman. which means you cannot do it professionally. So if you need to hem your pants, you have to do it unprofessionally. A. And B, you cannot plan it to do it on Chol HaMoed. So that means if you have a suit and you have chance to hem it, and you say, well, you know what, I could do other things, I'll hem it on Chol HaMoed, then you're going to have a problem. Because that's not a surah, you could have done it, taken care of it before. But if for some reason you didn't have it, or you weren't thinking going to wear it, you didn't think going to need it, and then Chol HaMoed is the way now, you know, my other suit got torn, got dirty, whatever it was, now I need this one, I need to hem it, you're allowed to hem it. So the activities that are Lesorech Moed, not Ochel Nefesh, Lesorech Moed, one can do with two conditions. A, that it should not be done professionally, and B, it should not be planned to be done on Chol HaMoed. So anything that you know that you might want be done Chol HaMoed, you have to do it beforehand. Right? So that goes into hemming your pants. I said, let's say if the button falls, can you sew it? Yes. Because you didn't plan that it should be sewn, it just fell off. Right? And you're not doing it professionally, so therefore it's mutar. Are you allowed to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed? Right? The answer is yes. But the answer is no. The answer is yes means that washing clothes is not Melechet Uman. You're not doing it professionally. You're doing it yourself. And you need it? Yes, I need it. That's why I'm doing it. Did you plan? Did you leave your dirty laundry, especially that it should be washed on Moed? No. You know, but I forgot. Right? So you're allowed to, you would have been allowed to wash it mitzad de melacha. Chachamim came along and they said, there are two things that even though halachically it is mutar to do, we are not allowing them to be done. A, laundry cannot be done. Why? Because if we allow you to follow the regular rule of halacha, and which is mutar, and you get it done on Chol HaMoed, so what you're going to say is that if I don't have enough time or I didn't have a chance to wash my clothing, I'm going to leave those to on Chol HaMoed. Meanwhile, I wear them the way they are, and it's going to end up that I'm walking into Chol HaMoed on Yom Tov, first days of Yom Tov, with clothes that are dirty. So since it's not a kavod of Yom Tov, we would not allow washing clothes on Chol HaMoed, and the Mela, you will become obligated to wash it beforehand, so on Yom Tov you'll be nice and clean. The same thing is about shaving. Sorche guf, right? Shaving is sorche guf, bodily needs. A person can do on Chol HaMoed, no problem. However, Chachamim said if we allow you to shave or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, since before Yom Tov you're busy, you can say, no problem, I'll go another week, on Chol HaMoed when I have nothing to do, I'll go get a haircut. Chachamim said, no, you cannot do that. You're not allowed to get a haircut. This way you'll be forced to get a haircut before, so when you enter Yom Tov, you'll be presentable. So, but if it wouldn't be for this reason, then washing clothes would have been mutar. Except now it's also.
So even though it's by accident, I still can't.
That's right. That's correct. I'm going to talk about it more specifically soon. So the second category again is something that is a need for Moed. If it's not done professionally and you didn't plan it, you could get it done. So are you allowed to plan your car's transmission to be fixed Chol HaMoed, or you need a brake job in the car? Can you plan it to get the brakes done on Chol HaMoed? Because, you know, we need the car, we need to drive around, we need to go to New York, to my family here and there, so, but the brakes are not good, but I don't have enough time now. I'm planning to do it on Chol HaMoed. The answer is no. Why? Even though it's a need, but since the professional job, you cannot get it done on Chol HaMoed. Especially if you plan it to get it done on Chol HaMoed. You could have done it before, and you push it off to later. So Sorche Chol HaMoed, which is a lot of these needs, you can't do. Are you allowed to, well, let's say if it's not Melechet Uman, right? A flat tire. Yeah, I got a flat tire. Can I fix it in Chol HaMoed?
Of course.
What? Of course.
He needs his car.
Car.
That's right. He didn't plan it. Don't talk to me emotions like I'm asking, okay? The boy bought a car. You rent a car. No, what do you do?
Huh?
You have to go. You have to follow the rules. So he didn't plan to have flat tire. A and B, fixing a flat nowadays is not a melech aluman. They have these kits that you could. That's right. You could flat tire kit. You could just fix it yourself. There have been times that I just did it myself. So it's not anything Melechet Uman, so it could be done. He didn't plan it, so that could get fixed. Right? Some say oil change is also the same thing. If you didn't plan to have your oil change done on Chol HaMoed, but just all of a sudden the light goes on, and you want to get an oil change done, they say, huh? You could wait. You could wait. But let's say, you know, you're planning to travel to New York, and the oil light goes on, and you're very particular that it should be taken care of. So they say they say oil change is not a melechet uman. The reason people don't do it is because it's messy and difficult to get the car up. But the actual oil change is not a big deal, right? So since it's not a melechet uman and you didn't plan on it, it's okay to get it done.
So I can't call somebody to help me. I have to do it myself.
No. No. Anything that you could do, you could ask somebody else to do. Anything that you cannot do, you cannot ask somebody else to do either. Halachically, you cannot do, you cannot ask somebody else to do either. Okay.
So if you could do it, you're allowed to have a professional do it? Or
just, no. Well, there are some stuff that you could do it because it's not a professional job.
Like an oil change, it's not a professional job, but therefore are you allowed to have a professional do it?
No. Anything that you cannot be done professionally, you could have a professional do it, as long as the professional does not do it professionally.
Like
a hemming. Right? Like a hemming, right. So, let's say I need my pants to be hemmed. Okay? I could either do it myself, or I could take it to the tailor, and I ask the tailor, please don't do a good job.
Doing the job, but not the
job cannot be done professionally. So Gemara says, an uman, a professional, has to do it more simple. And a regular person who doesn't do a professional job anyway, so it's fine. He could do it the way he does it.
I don't tell the tailor. Don't.
Yeah, you tell the tailor, please don't do a good job on it. Don't do a professional job. You tell him that. If the tailor decided to do what he wants to do, that's his problem. The tailor, go.
I just tell him, don't do it. Just don't tell him anything. I don't tell him to do the best job.
No, you can't. You cannot get it done professionally. You tell him, do me a favor. Just do a quick job. It doesn't have to be professionally done. I don't care if that's professional.
Could I just say, I need the suit fast, so...
I need the suit fast. It doesn't have to be professionally done. Just
I have to say, it can't be professionally done.
Yes. Does not have to be professionally done. Just do it. Right? But the tailor says, I'm not going to do something that's not professional. You know, I'm going to have to do it nicely. Okay, so that's his problem. Okay. There's another category of the things that could be done on Chol HaMoed. It's called Davar HaAved. Anything that, if by not doing it, you could lose out, you really lose. So then you could do it on Chol HaMoed, provided that you did not plan it. You did not plan that it should be done on Chol HaMoed. Okay? Example Gemara gives is, let's say a fellow was making wine, and he just ran out of time before Yom Tov. Now, if Chol HaMoed does not take care of his wine, it's all going to go sour. He can do it. That's the word of it. Any situation that a person, if he doesn't take care of it, it would get a problem, he can do it. A person signed up for a course. He knows that if he does not take a test on Chol HaMoed, right? Writing is a melacha that you cannot do. Right? We're talking all these things that we say on Chol HaMoed, you could or you can't. We talk about melacha, the lamed ten melachot, the 39 melachot. So writing is one of them. So if a person was taking a course and came Chol HaMoed and there is a test on Chol HaMoed that he has to take, or he has to show up, or he has to give in a paper, write a paper, write an assignment, or whatever it is, that if he doesn't do it, he's going to lose points on his final. So that's considered Dovar HaAved, and since he didn't plan to do that Chol HaMoed, he can do it. If there was a paper that was supposed to be due on Chol HaMoed, and he knew about it, and he could have done it the week before, and he says, you know what, I don't have patience for this right now, on Chol HaMoed, I have nothing better to do, I'll do it. Then he cannot do it. Then he's not allowed to do it. Because he planned it. Dabar HaAved is mutar, as long as it was not planned that it should be done on Chol HaMoed.
Let's see if you can sign a contract.
For what?
Business.
Yeah, if you couldn't have done it before.
How about you going boating and they want to sign a contract?
That's the Sorech Moed. That is the Sorech Moed.
So the Sorech Moed.
A contract of buying a house that I'm going to move in 2 weeks, it's not the Sorech Moed. Okay, so if the Sorech Moed, as long as it's not Melechet Uman, not professional thing, and as long as you did not plan it that it should be now, it's Mutar. So you go boating and they want you to sign. Right? It's fine. You go shopping.
She signed with your left hand or your same hand?
Right? No, it's right. Right.
Well, we planned to go from before Yom Tov. We're like, everybody, we're going to meet. Me and
Chol. Yeah, but you couldn't have signed it before Yom Tov. That's what I'm saying. The melacha could not have been done before.
So it's Mutar Chol HaMoed, but we didn't, but we planned it out to be on the
Did you plan to do melacha then?
Yeah.
Plan means I could do it now, but I push it off. Did you do that?
You couldn't sign it now.
You couldn't sign the paper now. Right? You go shopping. You need something to buy. Right? Not even food. Food, we said, is mutar. Let's say it's not food. You know, he wants to buy a pair of socks. Okay? Because he wants to wear it for Yom Tov. Right? So that's the Sorech Moed. Can he sign the paper of the credit card receipt? Yes. Why? He's not Melechet Uman. There's no signature. Right, you're not doing a professional job, and you didn't plan to write it then, right? So that's the Sorech Moed. The Sorech Moed is mutar to do.
Isn't doing business a melacha?
Okay, we're gonna get to the doing business too. Yeah. Well, doing business itself is not exact melacha. We're gonna get to it, and that is the Chachamim allowed pragmatia the Sorech Moed as long as the Sorech Moed is mutar.
How could business be a Sorech Moed?
You want to buy food, right? You want to buy something. Or if a person does sales because he needs the money, because let's say he doesn't have money. There are some people who, you know, manage to strive for cash. So he could sell to do that. Or if it's a business that if he does not open up the business, he will lose customers. And since customers are already my customers, losing them is the worst of it.
When it says Lama Tem Melachot, is that the same melachot as like lighting a fire?
To yes. Right, that's right. So except those melachot of lighting the fire and cooking and all that is mutar because that's the Sorech, the food anyway.
This is a smoke.
Smoke what? Yeah, that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that if it's the Sorech Moed, yes.
You are new to
this. Yeah, I want to Chol HaMoed.
Yeah. You can do it. Yeah, Chol HaMoed, they could smoke hookah. Those who smoke hookah. And Yom Tov, they can't.
So, wait, this is a big question.
And Yom Tov, no. Sukkot. And Yom Tov, only those who are hooked on hookah could hook hookah. Because they're hooked on hookah.
How about if you were hooked, then you keep the name, so I'm not.
Baruch Hashem, Yeraldik. Okay, that's right. So for Yom Tov, only those who are hooked can hook hookah.
Why? If your aunt made hookah anyways for the family, you can't just.
Yom Tov, I'm talking.
Yeah.
Right. Because Yom Tov, you only can do things that are Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Or it's normal for.
It's flavored, though. You're getting flavoring.
You could have flavoring, it doesn't matter.
Even though they're gonna have it for themselves, I'm not doing anything. I'm just also gonna take a puff.
Yeah, that making a puff. You by making that puff, you are burning tobacco, right? That burning tobacco is actually burning something, lighting a fire. That's called lighting a fire. You cannot light a fire or burn something.
Why is it mutar for them?
For those who are hooked?
Yeah.
Because for them it's considered like food. For you it's no food. It's poison.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's poison. Know. For you it's poison. Stay away.
So you can't just stop doing any malacha, like a car, let's say you're going, because you need to drive to get somewhere. Like you can't like rev your engine, let's say, just for fun.
Yeah, I mean... Fun is also the tzorach mind, no?
Yeah.
It's a momentary enjoyment that you're getting. This is your normal, regular activity for the moment. So that's the tzorach now. And it's for sure, it's unprofessional to rev your engines. And certainly that planet, you couldn't have done it 3 days ago.
So like, what's an example of something that's not the tzorach mind? Is anything not a
Torah? Buying something that's not a Torah Moed. You don't need it. We have nothing better to do. You know what? What are we going to do? You know what? We need some stuff from there, so let's go and buy it now. You can't do that business now. It's not the Varhavet. It's not a Torah Moed. There's no point of doing it. It becomes Asur to do it.
And everything you like driving there is also Asur?
The driving there would also be Asur, because you know, the driving there in the car was not a Torah Moed.
Checking your phone just checking emails for no reason.
If there's no reason, that's right. Yeah. That's correct.
Who has the kosher pesach? The tobacco?
Tobacco has the kosher pesach, yes. I don't know if it's not released. I have no idea. But
a dog can eat.
Huh?
A dog doesn't eat tobacco.
I guess.
The chemical, I don't know.
Every time somebody goes, somebody says, "Oh,
kosher pesach."
This guy says,
"What
every year."
I'm not sure. I don't know. Tobacco is a leaf. Okay, that's all it is. Tobacco is a leaf, especially they flavored it. So I don't know. The dog can't eat it. You know, the dog can eat it. I have no idea.
So you didn't
get a leaf. It's a leaf. It's a
chemical on there.
Yeah. Well, no chemical there. It's a regular leaf.
Obviously, the leaf is not flavoring.
Okay. Right. So that is the Varhavet. So I'm gonna sum it up soon. And then there is another whole category of things that could be mutar, which is Sorchei Rabim. Sorchei Rabim is that the things that are for public need, which we're not gonna get into that because. So, practically speaking, a person on Chol HaMoed has to be careful. He can't assume that everything is mutar. Right? Either way, you have to assume that things cannot be done. Therefore, ask about it to see if it could be done or not be done. So, Shulchan Aruch says, as I mentioned before, that one cannot wash clothing, and one cannot get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and the reason for both of them is that although halachically they would have been mutar, mitzad the melacha of them, they would have been mutar, but it's also because if we allow them to wash their clothes or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, then they're not going to do it before, and they're going to go into Yom Tov with dirty clothes or with unshaveled look. Therefore, a person cannot do laundry. There are some exceptions. Hand towels, things that generally get dirty on a regular base use, right? Like towels, like baby clothing, like
underwear,
socks. Those are mutar to do laundry if a person needs. Because a person is not required to have, you know, 10 pairs of underwear to go through. So the post can bring down that the same halacha that applies for towels nowadays applies for underwear too.
White shirts also?
No. Those are the outer clothing already followed, that Chazal already had it cheshboned out. It's not supposed to get dirty, outer clothing.
Right?
Again, a little bit sweat mark doesn't hurt anything. Right? It's not the... Right? But But if it's some, if you live somewhere that definitely those clothes really get disgusting by wearing it just every single day, so then ein achinami. But the example for that, the poskim say, is underwear. The underwear does get dirty, especially nowadays people are makpid about it. Socks, you know, starts to smell. You know, we wear shoes the whole day, and if the socks get dirty and smelly, if a person needs it, they could wash it. It's brought down that's better that a person should have enough pair of socks or underwear that he would not have to wash them. But in case a person doesn't have it, there are poskim who allow it. The other poskim who say that still you should not wash it, rather you should go and get it, you should buy new ones. Better to buy new ones than to wash it. But for underwear, if somebody washes it and they're mad, you know, it's fine. So that is in terms of, so the exceptions are the clothing that definitely on a regular basis get dirty. Towels, baby clothing, and that would follow undergarments, socks, undergarments. That is in terms of laundry. In terms of shaving, we spoke about it, you don't shave. The only people who are allowed to shave are those who, if they go to work and they don't shave, it could jeopardize their job, then they're allowed to shave. And, right? And somebody told me a savara, you see a krum savara, right? He says, I go to work on Chol HaMoed, and I have a prestigious job and I have to shave. I cannot shave. I just can't go unshaved. Right? So I have to shave. Because if I don't shave, I can't take off. So I can't take off, I have to go to work. I'm going to work, I can't not shave, I have to shave. So I've entered to shave. Right? So I shave first day Chol HaMoed, I shave second day Chol HaMoed, or maybe I don't, every other day. Erev Yom Tov of the last days. Should I shave or not? So his savara is, what do you mean? If I shave for my job, I shouldn't shave for Yom Tov? And the answer is no. You don't. What do you know about? Chachamim made Tzedid Asur. There you have an exemption, right? You have an exemption from the Isur. There's an exception in the situation. Here you don't have that exception. You can't do it.
We're in a multi-million-dollar business. Should you work?
He always wants to.
Huh?
Should you work on Chol HaMoed?
No, get somebody to do it for you. Yeah, so when it gets into businesses, we're going to have to go to life. When it gets to businesses, you really have to ask a shayla, because it depends on which businesses. We could continue to try to have this business.